From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In 2000, the Census Bureau changed the way it defines an urbanized area. Now, population blocks as small as 500 people per square mile may be counted as urban. Some people in rural communities are worried the new designation might lead to less federal money, more federal requirements, and more development. From member station WNPR in Hartford, John Dankosky reports.
It's rush hour on Trumbull Street in downtown Hartford. Workers race from office buildings to their cars, where they wait, not so patiently, to slowly merge into heavy traffic on the interstate and make their way home to the suburbs. This busy corner is the center point of what the Census Bureau calls an urbanized area, encompassing more than 800,000 people and stretching from here to here, the corner of Camp Hill and Moosehorn Roads, in the rural town of Litchfield.
Okay, we have now stopped right in the heart of the urban district. As you can see, there's Moosehorn going off into the bucolic wilderness.
Litchfield's first selectman, Jerry Zinn, is overlooking the village green in the Northfield section of town. It's an area surrounded by forests and open meadows, 30 miles from downtown Hartford.
We're not sure why they designated this area, but you can see there is a concentration of houses. And you can also see from their age, it's been a concentration of houses since the late 1700s.
Northfield has its own general store, volunteer fire department, and library, but only 230 residents. And Zinn says the population has been steady for decades, avoiding the suburban development that's happened in neighboring towns. So he was surprised when Northfield was added to the Hartford urbanized area.
And then I have to confess I got fairly angry. How dare they do this to our little town? How is this going to complicate our lives?
One complication is the possible loss of federal funding aimed at rural communities. Some towns worry about mandates that could eventually force them to expand roads and public transportation to meet urban standards. Litchfield and other small Connecticut towns complained to the Census Bureau, but were told that the urban designation couldn't change. Robert Lamacchia from the Bureau's Geography Division says the 2000 census used computers to map population instead of relying on human interpretation.
The criteria were developed so that they could be done in an automated environment rather than having geographers sit down and look at maps and density items and make subjective determinations about things which different people would interpret differently.
But in Connecticut, where urban sprawl is a real problem, officials worry about what could happen if the new census designation forces road expansion. Rick Porth, the executive director of the Capital Region Council of Governments, points to the example of Route 44, heading west from Hartford toward Litchfield. Once a rural two-lane road rolling through the countryside, it's now a four-lane commuter thoroughfare, complete with strip malls, Starbucks, and subways.
Those towns, not so long ago, were very rural and very sparsely populated, and they're growing pretty rapidly right now, both in terms of commercial development and residential development. And it depends on your point of view whether that's good or not good.
In fact, towns in some parts of the country have fought hard for urban status to try to lure development. But in Connecticut, already one of the nation's most densely populated states, many residents feel it's important to hang on to any rural character their towns have left. As Litchfield's Jerry Zinn says, once it's gone, it's difficult to get it back. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky in Hartford.